I'm not beating up on anyone. I am not mocking anybody. That is the last thing I'm doing here tonight. I'm not mocking anyone. I just need to put this in its proper perspective. I need to put it in proper perspective. Because right now what's going on is that you've been lied to for so long that individuals are actually trying to march to the real world with the same garbage that's not working for them. It's a fake one. Let somebody be real with you. Let somebody be real. By the way, let Ebony know. I'm pinning the link to the Zoom at the top of the chat room. Go on ahead and put it up there. And on the telephone lines, the number is 646-787-1933. That's 646-787-1933. Keep using that term. I'm going to come back to that in a few moments here. Go ahead and on Zoom, I've got somebody here trying to connect their audio, or at least they're trying to find it. That's the general idea. Unmute yourself. You're going to unmute yourself. Okay. If folks start playing on Zoom, I'm going to start banning people from it, but the phone lines are open for you here. You can go ahead and give us a call. Let me get caller from area code 407. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ebony calling from Orlando.
Okay. Ebony, you're on the wrong line for that, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You're asked to call in on Zoom. Ebony, you had a lot to tell us.
I didn't have so much to tell you, but it's just
Man. You are posting every other second in the chat room. Jesus saved. Jesus is Lord. You are really freaked out up in here. Yeah, you have a lot to say.
Okay. From that standpoint, say, for example, if she was Muslim, well, we would have emphasized when it comes to her religious beliefs.
What's your point?
My point is that there's a lot of people in here, such as myself, that have, you know, same as the similar beliefs that she does. I don't follow Christ the way she does, but, you know,
well,
I am a Christian.
You believe that God's Bible allows you to curse people. So you believe that?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
So you believe that God's Bible is a book of spells to put curses on people you don't like?
No, absolutely
well, that's
not.
What she believes. That's what she believes. I played it for you. That's what she believes.
Yeah, I'm totally against that. I don't believe it from
that standpoint when it comes to religion.
Okay,
well, that's the main thrust of her Instagram page, just post after post after post. I've already done the program about that. I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson, where she did that post. So what part of her do you believe? Because that's pretty much all she said.
No, I definitely don't believe in her standpoint and her approach when it comes to her religious beliefs. But, you know, I was just viewing my standpoint as far as, you know, Jesus does save, and I'm just kind of emphasizing that within my life, not into agreement as far as
She doesn't say anything about Jesus saves. So you didn't hear her say that one time. She doesn't say anything about Jesus
and
saves.
I would,
she talks about Jesus condemned.
You're absolutely right. I totally understand that standpoint, but there were people in the chat that was making their standpoint.
Her religious viewpoint do you agree with? Third time.
I don't believe in anything that she said as far as her casting spells and her using certain scriptures and words to do devious things. But people were making comments in the chat and representing themselves, and so was I. I was talking to the chat people.
The first thing you said when you got on the phone, you're not a very good liar here. You said you agree with her religious perspective when you got on the phone. Now you're saying you don't.
I don't believe in anything that she stands for, but it was more of me making a statement because people were making their statements, and I was just making my statements as far as what I believe.
What statements were they making that you had a problem with? Now that you backed off, first she agreed with her perspective, now she agreed with it at all. So this is the reason
I never agreed with her, Jason. I did not agree with her. I never did.
That's the first words out of your mouth.
No, I think the phone was going in and out. No, honestly, Jason, I'm not. I've been following you a long time.
You heard clearly. We heard what you said clearly.
No, I didn't. I promise. I don't need to lie to you, Jason. I promise. I didn't hear that part.
Stop lying.
No, there was a delay on the phone, honestly. There was a delay on the phone.
Well, I'm talking about, I'm reading your words. You said that you had the same religious perspective as her.
No, I was speaking on behalf of myself and my religious beliefs as a Christian.
Okay, what part of her Christianity do you identify with?
I don't identify with none of her Christianity. Most of my statements was in reference to the people making their statements in the comments in the chat room.
And what statement is being made that you took issue with?
Because someone made a comment and put Jesus saves with a question mark. So I took it upon myself to answer that, to say, yes, Jesus does save.
You didn't just post that one. It wasn't the only thing you posted.
Okay, what else did I post? I was posting a lot of things, so can you specify
that? That's my point is you didn't just stop with Jesus saves. You were in there posting a whole bunch of religious zealotry. You didn't just stop with Jesus saves, ma'am. You were trying to defend
what else did I say? So why you have
slow
to,
down.
I have to explain to you why.
You were the one who said that she responded to things she heard. You mentioned that I said Jesus saves. What else did you hear that she took with besides that?
I wasn't commenting on her actions. I was commenting to the folks in the chat room.
Okay. You were commenting to the folks in the chat room. You're coming from a religious standpoint. Do you understand that some of this conflicting behavior that you're exhibiting on the phone right now is the reason why folks have a hostile attitude towards Christian religious?
It was more of like how they were making a comment to where Jesus saves, and it was a question mark. So I took it upon myself to say, yeah, Jesus does save. He is our salvation.
But they were saying that because she's condemning people. So clearly that's not the case.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Do you have any children, Ebony?
I can't discuss certain things over the phone because of the work I do.
Right. Ebony, you have any children?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a husband?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe that.
I do.
I don't believe that.
I promise you I do. I promise you I do. I'll tell you everything about me when we get off the phone, Jason. I promise you I do.
I don't know how you're going to tell me everything about you when you get off the phone. If you email me, I'll just block you.
Because I can only go so far. It's because of the work that I do, the type of work that I do. I can only provide so much of a personal information on an open line.
That Jesus doesn't like people who lie about their marital status, right? You know that, right?
No, I'm not lying, Jason.
You know, Jesus.
I promise you. I've been married for 23 years. I got married in 2000.
She had to do the math on that quick.
That's okay. It takes time when you're in it for so long.
Congratulations. How old are you?
Thank you. Oh, gosh. I'm old.
Old is a relative term.
I am 42.
That math is suspicious. Let me guess. The kids is older than your marriage.
No, I have an 18-year-old, 16-year-old, and 11-year-old.
And so in other words, she got married because she got pregnant.
No, I was married before I was pregnant.
I'd like to see.
I got married when I was 20.
I'd like to see the DNA on. Ma'am, you said you're 42.
Yes, sir. Born in 1980.
23 years, ma'am. Basic math, you know what that would be, ma'am. It's 23 years. Yikes.
Yeah, I got married in 2000. And this year will be 23 years.
Okay. So you got married when you were 20.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we're not at 23 years yet, ma'am.
I know. I'm sorry. 22.
Okay. She's already curving numbers, which means, I'm taking liberties with the numbers of my marriage. She's taking liberties. Well, how do you feel about Danaya's prospects now as a single mom?
Wow. I would say it's difficult because in her mindset, she thought that she was doing the right thing and, you know, being that obedient. From her perspective, her mindset, she probably felt that she was that obedient and submissive wife trying to find the quote-unquote rules, and that didn't pan out in her end.
Ease off of that one for a minute, because you say, well, from her perspective, let's just talk objectively. Do you think that she was being a good wife?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Do you think she was being a good wife?
I don't know her personally, so I can't really answer that question.
Well, you know what you've observed.
I can't judge that. I don't know if she's been a good wife as far as what I've observed. From what I've observed, it's not enough for me because I'm really analytical.
Here's the thing right here. So if a female is an absolutely pathetic individual, they're of low character, and you females get together and y'all lock arms in sisterhood, well, I don't know if she's a bad wife. Now, I just realize how women are so screwed up in society today as a group. Women will not hold each other accountable because you all see power in holding the sisterhood. So it doesn't matter how slutty a female is, you don't back her because, well, I might need to be slutty too, so I better defend it. And it doesn't matter how bad of a person she is or how bad she performs, I might need to use those abuses too. So we going to lock arms and defend it. And in the process, you all refuse to say that anything is bad, well, except the men. Now, if the men do something, if anything even displeases you, it doesn't have to be bad. It's just, I'm displeased. Well, that you can judge. I'll judge men all day. But when it comes to another woman, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what happened. I can't judge. And then we wonder why women are in the bad state that they're in today. The sisterhood of failure is a real thing. You all back each other's play in degeneracy as opposed to backing each other's play in discipline. What would be a bad
Yeah, I hear life? Your point. I hear your point, Jason. But again, if I take time to kind of rewind the videos,
Ebony,
I'm sorry.
I don't want
to overtalk the work. I'm sorry.
Be a bad wife, in your opinion?
What is a bad wife, in my opinion?
Go on.
It could be a series of situations that can make a wife a bad wife. I truly believe that a wife needs to be submissive, obedient. She needs to respect.
No, Ebony, do not go over the host. Give us two examples, and you can't use adultery.
Not giving her man respect. That's number one.
What does that mean?
Not having him to be the final authority when it makes the decisions in the household, or making him feel a less of a man. I know that, for the most part, is detrimental in a marriage.
So, in other words, it's the man's definition of what disrespect is. So, in other words, you agree that it's the man who gets to decide if you are disrespecting him or not. You don't get to decide that. He's the one who determines if your behavior is disrespectful.
Absolutely.
Do you believe
Absolutely.
That... Who's the authority in your home?
My husband's my authority in my house. It's been like that since 2000 when we got married.
So God is not the authority in your home, your husband is?
Well, for the most part, and how the ordinance is biblically is that your husband is your head, and then, of course, God is the head of your husband. So it falls into that ordinance that he submits to God.
Right, but that's not what I asked you.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I'm just asking for clarity here. So what you're saying is that your husband is the head of your household, not God.
Yes, sir. Well, God is the head of the household in its entirety. So it's God, my husband, and then me.
Okay. And if your husband is doing something outside of God's will, then what?
Give me an example so I can answer that question a little bit more detail, Jason. I'm sorry.
You're a religious one. You tell me what you consider to be outside of God's will.
I would say adultery.
Okay. Remember what I said before, other than adultery.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's see. Something that's outside. I would say physical abuse. Physical abuse.
Okay, well, I think that would be a given. I really do think that would be. I mean, that's going to be a given. What else you got? Obviously, something that would not be a crime. Well, yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Consistent lying.
Okay, I suppose what lying about. What if your husband does not want you hanging out with a certain set of females?
I've done that. I've isolated myself from those certain amount of people. In the beginning, I didn't understand until I did take a step back from those people and realized that if I continued, it would have led me down the wrong direction. So in the beginning, I didn't understand. But after, I'll say, a couple of months in reality, I'm glad that I did follow that decision in stepping away from those group of people.
And what do you think Danaya should do now?
I think she needs mental health. I think she needs to surround herself with a good group of people, maybe family, maybe a professional therapist, and kind of get her mental back and get her relationship with her kids, first of all. You know, when marriages and divorces happen, excuse me, when separation and divorces happen, it can take a toll on the kids. So, yeah, she definitely got her get herself together, but most importantly, she needed to get her kids together because I'm sure it's affecting them as well. She definitely cannot focus on him because he can care less of who she is and what's going on with her. But first, she needs to get her mental together so she can be a better parent for her children.
Okay, but now, I noticed what you said there. You said she needs to get herself together. Don't focus on him because he obviously doesn't care about her.
That is correct.
Have we observed in the show she cares about the kids?
I'm sorry?
Have we observed anything that illustrates that she cares about the kids?
I don't know. I'm just speaking as a mother perspective. I didn't evaluate so much about her, but I'm just speaking on behalf of the mother.
Every time she's asked that, ooh, I don't know. I can't judge now. I don't know that. We got one.
I'm not saying that. For me.
You're literally saying it. You're literally saying I can't judge it. Every time you turn around, I can't judge it. You've seen what she's done. She's mentioned.
I didn't say that, Jason. Stop.
She's made videos talking about everything except the children.
Repeat that one more time.
She made videos about everything except the children. She's condemning people. She's condemning about herself and Derek, not about the children.
Okay, well, then I'll just answer it in a one-way answer. And, of course, she need to get herself together and get her mental straight. I will not include the kids. And she needs to surround herself with a good group of sound people that she can rely on, depend on when it comes to her emotions and her and when it comes to the accountability of that. Because I think at this moment she's definitely a train wreck, unfortunately.
Well, right now she's a religious zealot.
Yeah, the spirit of religion can be really detrimental on a person's mindset.
So what do you do with that?
Just like I said, she definitely needs to, you know, take a step back from this whole entire situation with her husband, and she needs to get surrounded with a group of people that's going to help her and guide her in the right direction, because it seems like
you're saying that, but here's the reality. Here's where reality smashes fantasy in the face. Number one, she's a religious zealot, has been since she was a kid. Now it has ended up it could possibly
Jason, can you define religious zealot? Can you define that?
Yes, a individual whose religiosity, word is religiosity, not religion. religiosity, which is the outward expression of their religion, supersedes everything in their life. Inconvenience. That's a religious zealot. Now, when you can show them that their interpretation of their religion, 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4, 5, or 6, when you show them incontrovertible proof, they don't accept the incontrovertible proof. They start arguing for why their interpretation is still correct. Even if there is not a word in their religious text that supports what they're saying, they revert back to it anyway. So that's a religious zealot. Somebody who uses religion as a crutch. Someone who uses it as a camouflage. Someone who uses it for that. That's a religious zealot. That instead of them taking care of life, that's what they do. Make sense?
I understand your standpoint.
Standpoint. Is that not a fact?
I just need to know your reference before I say it is a fact, but it definitely makes sense.
Okay. Well, I understand it makes sense. I know that. But is that not true?
I know people that do that. I've seen in my family, and I've seen friends of friends that do use religious as a crutch, or create hypocrisy around religion, like wolves in sheep's clothing. So I understand what you're saying.
Yes, but a zealot by definition is somebody whose belief system overrides their not acceptance of the laws of physics and physical reality. Their belief system overrides that. So you're talking about a religious zealot to therapy. So the first issue is she's a religious zealot. She doesn't think she needs therapy. And without some way to compel her to do so, that's not going to work because she hasn't voluntarily accepted. Problem number two, she's got a sisterhood of women, myself included, who will either directly or indirectly back her plan because we're looking out for the sisterhood. Problem number three.
Yeah, I also think she probably needs to surround herself with a group of sound women.
Problem number three, we don't have sound women anymore. She doesn't have a group. Problem number three, we don't have sound as a group anymore. You have females out here, but we don't have sound
that's
women
the problem.
As a group. Yes,
that's
women
the
can't rely on other women anymore. Because they don't even try to take her husband, get with him, even if it's just for a week. But they're not really going to try to see to her being okay. The other problem is, last but not least, she is in denial of where she actually is. Religious zealotry is what got her into this mess, either because of her belief in a twisted interpretation of the Bible, or it led her to accept this guy who obviously bogus and fraudulent is her husband. But she got here because she wanted to be. And she's been.
Yeah, there's a lot of false teachers out there. Yeah. And I definitely. Her husband is definitely hypocritical on his actions.
Well, you have a. Now you're very judgmental where he's concerned. So she can't say that she.
I wasn't being judgmental, but I'm in agreement of what you were saying in the broadcast.
Calm yourself down. You hear me talking. Calm yourself down.
Jason. No, Jason,
that,
this is
a delay.
I promise you.
Don't delay that long. You ain't that drunk. Now, she's very aware of Derek Jackson's behavior. Now, that she's up to date and up to speed on, and she makes judgments about Derek. But for you thought being unfair, by the way, you know that she's not making judgments about Danae, but she's quick to snap back with a judgment about Derek. She's very quick, very clear about
no,
Derek.
No, I did say that she needs to get mental help. I did say that.
Yeah, but you didn't say Derek needs to get mental help. You're just saying Derek's a scumbag.
Because you were asking me about her and not him most of the time.
Okay, but I don't have to ask you about that. Either both of them need mental help. You say he needs any mental help, and I called him a degenerate. You're not saying he needs mental help. You're like, yeah, he's a scumbag.
The broadcast is about her, Jason.
He's the father of those children. He will still have access to them for the remainder of their at least days as a minor, so he's still going to factor no matter what. You're not saying that she needs therapy the way he needs to help. He's been helping them too. Just said she needs therapy and he needs a jail cell.
No,
help. She needs help, and Derek is a lost cause.
No, I didn't say that. I don't think anyone's a lost cause.
That is what you said. But you didn't judge her. You got plenty of a bag of judgment for Derek. I just want
no,
to point.
No, it's just a matter of he's at a point that he's doing him right now. So I was just saying, since he's doing him, she needs to focus on her mental health.
Well, if he was doing what he's doing right now, what would his role be? There's my
point. You mean in the household?
Hey, thank you. There's the point right there. Is, by the way, that wasn't the case. What would you be doing? She doesn't have a job. She doesn't work. She's sitting around all day. These are decisions that she made to create an environment where she could do it. But it's like she's been sitting at home trying to become the most balanced person she can be. She's sitting around the house with CBN on one side, Fox News on the other, and her twisted interpretation of the Bible on third.
But isn't she supposed to be at home?
No, in her case, no. She's in better off job. Because she wouldn't be able to
crown. Oh, she got to be, okay, then she's going to be boring. She's going to be boring if she gets a job, Jason.
She's boring now. She's an absolute bore now. What are you talking about?
But,
she's a bore now.
But, you know, in case of your own words, women are better at home.
This is how y'all know this single mom on the phone. So I don't appreciate you misrepresenting.
I'm not, Jason. I can walk. Past my husband, you can hear his voice. No, I'm not. I promise.
You could have said that when you started. You didn't have to do that right there. But by the way, you blow the cover. She's boring. She's boring now, and you know that now. Sitting at home not made her an exciting person. She sits up and makes religious TikToks all day.
She's boring. She's submissive. She's obedient, and that's what a lot of the men like. Even the passport bros.
You said her getting a job would make her boring.
Isn't she supposed to be at home?
Okay, so which is it? Getting a job would make her boring, or being at home would make her more boring? Which one is it?
Well, according to what I viewed in your previous broadcast, working women are boring. So it's best for her to, you know, I guess in her case, because you already said that she's boring, maybe she has to go to work. But I thought, when it comes to a woman's position, we're supposed to be at home.
Certainly, if they're single mom, that's definitely going to be an issue there. But here's the thing. It's okay for her to be that boring because he's the man who entered into this phase of life with her. He's the one who caused it, so he entered into it with her. So my idea of her being boring isn't quite going to be my idea of her being boring because they both entered this together. So they've been able to transition into this together. So he'll be more accepting of it. So it's not going to be quite the same. I will tell you one thing. There's nothing more boring than a chick who just sits at home all day waiting for you to show up. I've been there and done that a couple times. They got nothing but time on their hands. They don't have anything. They're developing. They're not developing themselves, generally speaking. If they start out that way, if you let them have too much leeway, they just stop doing things all together. When you met her, she was competitive. She had to compete to be with you. Letting her stay home like that is going to take a special type of female who's not going to just start becoming lax and uncompetitive because she's like, well, hell, you're competitive enough for both of us. Why do I have to compete? And that's generally the way that works. So, yes, working women can be difficult to get with if you're trying to date them. Problem, in Derek's case, he's already married to her. So he already got the benefits of the dating, you know, with no kids and nothing in the way. He's transitioned her into wife and mother. So, no, it's not the same thing. That's not what I was talking about in that program, but this isn't the same thing. She could use some more activities in her life is what she needs. She needs to be grounded in the real world. She needs to spend time around real people, worldly people, so she can start to have something. All she's doing right now is living in a just internet and cable TV bubble that is basically turning her into a cult member in her own house, which is what she's by the way, folks.
But Jason, when you say worldly people,
okay, let's calm ourselves.
What do you mean by that? What kind of worldly people?
Okay, well,
especially in the world that we're living in today.
To the host is finished talking before you say something. We'll come back to that in a moment. She's got nothing but a like bubble of programming around her 24/7. reinforcing the fallacy she already believes or wants to believe. And in the process, she can't even see that her husband's a damn sex degenerate who's going to do anything and everything. That's what being closed off and isolated in an artificial religious bubble will get you. You're out of touch with the real world. Well, Jason, why does she need to associate with worldly people? Very glad that Ebony would ask that. The reason you associate with worldly people is so you can understand worldly ways. So just in case it ever walks into your house and sits on your couch, or worse, crawls into bed with you after 5 or 6 years of marriage, you've got something to compare it to. You don't do yourself any favors in this world by bragging about how ignorant you are about the people around you and the world you live in. Because the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how religious you are, even the Bible says it, you're in this world. You got no choice to be in this world. Don't become of this world. Yeah, but you can't avoid becoming of this world if you understand this world. It's not enough to have a Bible in your hand and your own private interpretation. You need to see the people around you. That's like being a police officer. That's like being a soldier. You got to be smart. You can't be smart when you know nothing. Instant intelligence cannot occupy the same space.
Thank you for defining that. I just wanted to build transparency on what you meant by that, because there's so many different categories and sectors when you're saying worldly.
You thought you gotcha. You thought I was fresh and fit. You have a unified ideology.
No.
I don't think everything I say has a foundation to it. And every time people ask me, I repeat the same thing. It has a foundation to it. You learn about other people don't get the upper hand on you and can't get one over on you. Derek didn't get over on her, but she needs time in the real world, because the other thing she needs time in the world with is...
Yeah, she needs time with the real world and to be in it.
World, okay,
that experience.
Calm yourself down. Worldly people will call her bull crap. It's the religious folk like you who are going to have her back and her nonsense.
Not true.
We ain't going to let her get
not
by
and
talk about therapy.
You don't know me, Jason, to say that. That's not true.
I've talked to you long enough. I've called you on several false statements you made just on the phone here. What are you talking about?
No, Jason.
I met you a million
times. I'm going to have to veto that statement. That's absolutely false.
She needs some real people around her, and that means some people are not emotionally invested in her perspective of religion. She needs people with no dog in the fight who will give her, quote-unquote, the benefit of the doubt because she claims to be a Christian. She needs people who will look at her and say, I don't even care about your religion. I'm looking at you simply as a person with no concern or any sort of leverage given to the fact that you credibility given to the fact of your religion. That is irrelevant. I'm just going to look at what you're doing, not what you say you are. That's what the benefits you get from being around worldly people. Worldly people don't have a dog in the religious fight. And if you're abusing your religion...
Not true. I know a lot of worldly people that are religious.
No, ma'am. You know a lot of religious people who are worldly. You don't know a lot of worldly people who are religious.
No, you don't.
You know a bunch of religious people who are lying. You don't know any worldly people trying to pretend that they're religious, because there's no reason or benefit. First of all, you can't be worldly and religious. Now, you can be religious and pretend to be worldly. You can't be worldly and religious. There's no benefit to it. How does a worldly person benefit by claiming that they adhere to a set of rules and standards? What do they benefit?
No, I agree with you, but I know people that are in both avenues.
No, man. You know religious people. You know religious people who pretend to adhere to religion, but they're actually worldly. You don't know any true world people who are just pretending to be religious. No, you know religious people pretending to be religious, not world people pretending to be religious. And from what I've heard on this phone, it's very easy to see. I mean, I can see why you would say that. I can see why that would be the case.
Stop it, Jason. That's not true.
As it stands, how do you feel about her trip into motherhood?
What I feel about her trip into motherhood?
Into singing motherhood.
Into what motherhood? I'm sorry.
Into single motherhood.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it takes a village to raise a child, so she's going to have to definitely reach out to her community and her family just to give her guidance on this transition, because it's going to have a lot, especially when it comes to financial stability. Like I said earlier in the conversation, her mental stability, physical, because she's going to be having to take a lot of, you know, involvement with her children because, of course, the husband is not there. So it's going to take a physical toll on her as well. So
where's this village? Where's this village you speak
I'm
of?
I'm sorry?
Where's this village that you speak of?
I would say, like, close family and friends.
Very clearly, she didn't have a lot of that.
I don't know that, but now I do.
You can take a look at what's going on there. Very clearly, she doesn't have that. Do you think that maybe she should work things out with her husband?
I mean, I would say so. Forgiveness is always there. I would say that she can always seek opportunities for that if he's willing to meet her halfway. I wouldn't see anything wrong with that.
We've all known that Derek Jackson was a degenerate liar from the day we first saw him. Why is it she never called him out for it?
Maybe because she was in denial.
How could she be in denial when she's sleeping next to him? She certainly could see it when it hit her. His lying smacked her in the face. She had no problem identifying it.
Yeah.
So that kind of disproves that, doesn't it? Boy, I'll tell you, this sisterhood is heavy. The sisterhood is heavy. They got each other's back all the way to the gates of hell. They will watch you suffer. Call it love.
Yeah, this is definitely an unfortunate case for her.
It's more than a misfortunate case. With sisters like yourself behind her, she's doomed.
No, don't categorize me. I'm not going to let you run from me and nobody, nowhere, no how.
I'm just reporting the
sir.
News. I'm just reporting the news. That's all I'm doing.
No, do not report on me, Jason. You can't do that. Don't lump me up in this lump of clay. No, sir.
I was going to have her get on you all, but I've decided against that. Thank you very much for giving us a call here tonight. Yeah, the sisterhood is real. The sisterhood backs the play. You see, this is the problem that we have today. We're not allowed to be honest with you. We're not allowed to be honest with you and see exactly what it is. Ladies, allow a man to tell the truth to you. Allow a man. You're going to have to accept it no matter what. There's the killer part about it. You're going to have to accept it no matter what. That is going to happen no matter what you do. That's the killing part about it. That's the killing part. Ms. Anna Ministries can say all the garbage she wants to, but the bottom line is, you know that she's not talking about how religious her husband is. Now, she sits up here and talks about how religious she is, but you go on her page, she doesn't really talk about how religious he is. Let me go ahead and show you one other thing. By the way, don't see anything up here that says wife. Now, there's a picture of a ring, but you don't see anything up here that indicates being a wife. Now, do you? By the way, one more thing. You don't see anything up here that indicates being a wife. She's got videos, she's a mother, but in her headline here, ain't really nothing talking about being a wife like that. One little ring, and it's so small, you have to squint to see it. You'll get eye strain. She's not really banging on the husband being this really religious dude like that. But she's going to tell everybody else what they don't need. She's going to tell everybody else what they don't need. And what I'm saying is that right now, the reason that Danaya Jackson's in the mess that she's in right now is because men, not women, because the women, y'all just heard on that call right there. That's what happens when women speak to each other. Women will not level with each other because they lock into sisters, and it all becomes about support her, support her, support her, even if she's dead wrong, even if she's being and killing the kids, support her. Do not say anything she wouldn't like. Support her no matter what. Now, then, she snapped right into judgment mode. It became judgment day. talking about the Bible. It became Judgment Day. But when it comes to the women, they lock arms and support each other, even in their mess, especially in their mess, relentlessly, unmercifully, unyielding. They don't give a single inch to saying, hey, you need to stop that. They don't give a single inch to it. This is the environment that you end up in. And you wonder why young women today don't have anything reliable that they can lean on. The older chicks have messed them over. And they've been taught your job is to deceive men. Let me tell you something, ladies. You need to allow a man to be honest with you. You need to allow the men to be honest with you because the other women are not going to be honest with you. They don't say some of anything. You need to let a man say, yeah, I could work 60 hours a week, but you give me too many problems. You need to allow a man to say to you, you're not as good of a person as you tell yourself you are. Take a look at yourself. You need to allow a man to say, yeah, you a side chick. You could bully me and badger me into marrying you, but the thing gonna get me to treat you like a wife. Well, Jason, take a look at Anna Ministries. First of all, Anna Ministries doesn't even have it like that. But second of all, even if you believe that she did, take a look at what she got. She went from the love of her life in high school to a doctor to this guy. Who, if body language could speak, it would say, Lord, help me. I'm not this man. I'm not this man. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I couldn't help but notice body language say a whole damn lot, don't it? When I look at other people's body language. Take a look at that guy's eyes. Look at how timid and meek his eyes are. He looks like he's scared. She's going to turn around and smack the fire out of his ears. I notice that timidity and weakness bleeds out of him. Look at that. He doesn't even look straight at her when he talks. He's sitting up here looking forward. He doesn't even look like he's comfortable in his own skin. Very interesting. They don't look like they're comfortable in their own skin. Will you allow us to tell you the truth, or will you require us to inflict the truth? I can't speak for Derek Jackson. I'm not sure at what point along the line that Derek became the degenerate that he is today. What I'm going to do is speak in general. I'm going to speak for men in general. I'm going to speak for men in general and tell you all exactly what it is right now. She got with Derek because it was very clear early on he had something of a focus about him. Now, that's something that would have also had to have been there when he was in high school and college, too. He's focused. He just hasn't figured out what he's going to be focused about. And he realized he could focus on being the best fraud that he could be, right? But he needs to look like he's a winner. So at least he had to get his physique together, and he realized chicks go totally blind after that point. And he stuck along for the ride, and he figured out how to make a bag out of it. Then she was like, that's it. Praise the Lord. My ship is coming in. Without allowing that man to be honest with you. Ladies, can you be honest with yourselves and allow a man to be honest with you? If he's a producer, can you allow that producer to be honest with you? Will you allow a producer to be honest with you and tell you the truth that maybe you're just a side chick? Will you be honest and let a producer tell you the truth, which is maybe you're not wife material? Will you be honest and let a producer tell you the truth? You know what? You don't need to be having kids. You're not mother material. Be honest and let a man tell you, you know what? Your degree don't mean a damn thing to me. Will you let a man be honest and tell you that? Will you let a man be honest and say, the only reason I let you keep going to church was because you was giving me sex easy? If I had known that the church was going to ease out everything else, I never would have walked into this. Will you let a man be honest with you about that? Will you let a man tell the truth about that? Will you let the men in society tell you the truth that these other women are lying to you? Anna Ministry sitting up here lying through her teeth. She's acting like she got a winner, and she doesn't. She grabbed the last train leaving and then went straight to social media but you can see what she got. You can see what she has. Nothing about him says confidence. Hell, it doesn't even say that he's happy to be with her. Truth be told, this picture right here, the one right here, she's standing over him. Are you serious? Look masculine? You know what the hell you're looking at. This white Latina, as I showed you previously, she got hostility towards black folks. She found she doesn't have any whites who are willing to go out on a limb for her. So she grabbed what she could get. And now she's on Instagram, faking her way through it, acting like she's really doing something else. Don't ask who they are. You 2 hours late. Hear it on the playback. You all need to let men be honest with you that your religion is a cute little thing for you to hold on the side. But there is no man who is dreaming of marrying a religious zealot who will literally get in the bed and snuggle up next to her Bible like it's her man. This is emotional imbalance. What did you think he was going to do when he saw this was the way you were? What did you think? When he had an opportunity to level up and head out, he was going to level up and head out. The definition of leveling up might not be yours. But let me tell you, this list that Danaya made in that video, this is the kiss of death. For those of you just joining us, on tonight's program here, we're talking about Derrick Jackson's wife. She has gone in a complete tailspin. This was a video she posted on her Instagram. And it wasn't so great. Okay. I'm going to say something right now that might upset a lot of people. It might upset a lot of people when I say this, and say this straight out. Does this look like the face of a woman who doesn't need her man? There are so many people out here who are willing to lie to you. Without a man, you are half woman. Does this look like a woman who does not need her man? Or does this looks like someone who has lost their mind. Now, you see, when men, of course, you need a woman. You have a woman. Boy, I sure do hate it when that happens. I'm going to ask you all a question. Does this look like a woman who doesn't need her man? That's the question I'm asking you now. Does this look like a woman who doesn't need her man? Does she look like someone who is doing all right without that masculine energy anchoring her? Let's stop with the nonsense. Does she look like she's doing okay without that masculine energy in her life to anchor her? Does she look like she's holding it together? Do you realize how crazy you look out here today to tell people that y'all are all right? We're like, did you see Instagram? And this is Janaea. Most of the women listening right now, you in a similar boat. Living on Facebook, you're living on TikTok. You got random numbers running in and out. You can run through. You're hidden all off in your rooms, under your bed in the fetal position. And you think you heard them. You're making videos sitting up here bawling your eyes out. Derek, Derek feels nothing, even though he's obviously exhibiting psychopathic dark triad tendencies. But isn't going to move him. And you know what? It's not even the females that Derek is getting down with either. It's not even them. They're not moved by it. They don't care. They're not around wondering how to make you happy with it. Ladies, what I'm telling you is that this reaction you're seeing here, this reaction is not the problem. That's the point I'm trying to make. This reaction isn't her going crazy. I'm telling you, this reaction is her going sane. This is when she starts being sane. This right here is the crazy part. Is the crazy part. This is the disconnected. This is the disaffected. This is out of your mind. This is imbalanced. This is nutty. I'm writing God hate you notes about my husband. That's nutty. I'm sitting here portraying myself in front of the world as a religious zealot. That's nuttiness. You didn't start looking sane until you finally got in touch with the real world. And getting in touch with the real world and your real world circumstances drove you to start acting like this. Yeah, this is you going sane. This is you realizing getting in touch with your feelings and not letting them use you for a profit center. This is when you turned off a real Kim Talk and Anna Ministries and Raven Hartwell. This is what happens when you turn them off and you start actually listening to what's going on in yourself. We have a generation of absolutely miserable women today. The psychotropic drugs, the antidepressants, the substance abuse, the child abuse, the social media abuse. You're chasing likes where a man is supposed to be. You put a book where a man is supposed to be. You tried to insert a degree where a man is supposed to be. You grabbed a couple of bastard children where a man is supposed to be. Because your vanity has descended into narcissism. And now just a complete basket case. And at this point right now, Dick is like, hey, he's broken off into, as I said, men become disconnected. Men become very easily disconnected is what we're groomed and raised to do. We become detached. Derek is detached now. It's not that he's sending you to purgatory. He's just not turning you away from it anymore. You know why? Because what you didn't do was make it clear that you need that masculine man. Understand something. Let him know every damn day that he's replaceable. Well, replaceable. I'm replaceable by what? Oh, you're replaceable with this. Yeah. I can replace you with this. Perfectly fine. Take a look at me. You realize right now you are daring a man to leave you? You're daring a man to leave you. You're daring him to get a side chick. You're daring him to take out an insurance policy against you and your obvious contempt. motivation, what incentive does he have to not publicly humiliate you when you left the marriage a long time ago? What incentive does he have for that? And if he's got mama issues, Katie barred the door. I want to ask a question here tonight, one that liars like Anna Ministries and Raven Hartwell, one that liars like them won't ask. Let me go ahead and blow this thing up right now. I want to blow this up so you all can see this front and center. I want to get this right here where you can see this. I want to say something tonight. I want to ask a question, and I know it's going to sound soft and happy when I ask this, but I want to ask this to all of the ladies in this chat room tonight, to all of the ladies in this chat room, the females only, how many of you are lonely tonight? Give me the hand up emoji. Can we just keep it real just this one time? Go back to being fake. Program is over. Go back to being fake then. But for just one moment in time, can you acknowledge the real thing? We just passed Valentine's Day. Most of you don't have a man to speak of. You have hobbled through yet another year alone. How many of the women listening to me right now, how many of you are willing to state and willing to admit that you're lonely? How many of you are willing to actually come out and say it, that you're lonely? That you do not have that masculine energy in your life and you are lonely. You're lonely. You miss them. Miss all of them, probably one in particular. You've left your parents' home. Now you've come out here into the real world. You don't have your father with you like, and now you don't have a man. How many of you are willing to admit, hey, I'm lonely? I made mistakes with this person, and I'm lonely. We got a few women in here at night tonight to admit it. We have a few who are willing to tell the truth and admit they're lonely. There ain't nothing fly about being a single mom. There's nothing fly about being a widow. There's nothing fly about being a divorcee, sitting in a house full of kids and cats. There's nothing fly about that. Those are crutches and coping mechanisms. You need a man. Now I want to ask another question right now. This is going to be a hard one, but I want to ask the fellas. I'm going to ask a tough question right now to the fellas, to the men. Listen to me. And by the way, we're not talking about day night. I'm talking about power dynamics. Danaya is attempting exercise power over Derek because Derek has exercised a frightening amount of extruding power over her. But I want to ask the fellas tonight. Fellas, show of hands in the chat room. And for the men, I want you to put up the shield emoji. By a show of the shield emoji from the men. How many of you have done this to a woman? I didn't ask if she deserved it or not. How many fellas in here tonight, you a female who she fooled with you for real, or at one point she used to, but you left her in tears one day? How many of you are willing to admit you've done that? Right now, hand is up over here. I'm not going to lie to anybody. I've got no reason to lie to these men. I've got mostly young men in my audience. Mostly the males in this audience are younger than I am. I'm not going to mislead you. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you, well, y'all missed it. Hey, I've been there, done that. Been there, done that. Not going to say I was always right either way. I'm not going to say I was always correct. But I want to ask one more question of the fellas. While y'all throwing up your shields, I'll be damned. It looks like the Roman legions in here with all these shields. But I want to ask the fellas one more question. One more question. Left a woman like this, and you did her wrong. Let me say the circumstances in which she was crying. Hey, you was doing her wrong, but she pushed you to it. Give me the hammer emoji. I want the women to see this. Give me the hammer emoji in the chat room. If you are a man, and yeah, you left a woman crying like this, and you were in the wrong, but she pushed you to this. She kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And then one day, damn it, I just let it go. Just let it go. Damn it, if it's going to be like that, let it go. I want the ladies to see this tonight. This program is staying up. This program will not be taken down. This program is going to stay up. But I want the women to take a look in that chat room tonight. That ain't no joke. That's not a joke that you see there. It's become very easy to disregard what the men have to say. It's become very easy to disregard what a man's got to say because the women have replaced men with damn me coping mechanisms. And other women, are you claiming that you're not LGBT leaning? And yet this is what you tend to surround yourselves with here. The men are trying to tell you there's a problem and it's wrong. They're trying to tell you there's a problem and it's wrong. They're trying to get your attention. They can't all be as articulate as I am. They don't all have an internet program to talk about it like I do. They don't all have the ability to do that. They don't have the ability to get you to stop and listen long enough and say, hey! I've been taking your mess all this damn time. If you keep it up, man cannot continue his masculine being, letting himself be abused. Because eventually what happens is if a man allows a woman to beat him down and he doesn't say anything and he doesn't do anything, then this is what he ends up looking like. And I'm not talking about from the title of it on your screen. I'm talking about look at him. Look at him. Let me start the video going there. Take a look at him from the time it starts. That phony grin, and as soon as the phony grin goes away, look at him. Look at him. That's beaten down. He's got to sit up here in front of the world. You know why? Because she's a cute little chick. Let's just say it like it is. She's a cute little chick. She's the best he's ever been. So he's accepted this abuse because he's an underdog. He's a sad sack. And he never thought he would have something that cute next to him. Yeah, the cost is why. Yeah, that's the cost. It only cost him his manhood. Look at him. Does that look like an alpha male who is emboldened and confident in the company of his woman? Does he look like his woman has made him into a better man? Or does he look like a phony shell of what he used to be or maybe never got the chance to be? You tell me, does that look like a confident male? Let's check on him a year or so later. Take a look at him again. Does he look any better? This is what happens when a man allows a woman to beat him down emotionally. He just starts looking like this phony with a smile painted on. But every other, take a look at how quickly, by the way, take a look at how quickly a smile fell off his face. Take a look at that. Every time he does try to smile, you take a look at how quickly the smile pops up, and then the smile just falls off his face again. He can't even hold it properly. It's there 1 second and gone the next. There 1 second and gone the next. This is a fellow who's struggling. Did you see how quickly that changed, damn it? Look how quickly that changed. You see that? 1 minute his smile is up, next second it's just gone. That tells you that the smile is fake. All of it's fake. This is what all these years of pretending that he's okay with what she did has done to him. She's all right with it, but he isn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. Ladies, a lot of these fellas out here, I'm no friend of Derrick Jackson. The world knows that about Jason Black. I've been an adversary of that liar since the day he first emerged. I'm no friend for Derrick Jackson, but we need to be honest tonight about what's happening. There are too many females out here who are gravitating and have accepted fortune cookie babble, and you have not accepted the reality of what you need next to you. You're sitting up here looking crazy as hell with a degree in your hands or a job in your hands. Some of you listen to me and got certifications, IT certifications in your hands. And no man, do you realize how silly as hell you look with all that stuff on you? No man, you can go jump around as much as you want to. You can go do all the work you want to. You can put on every bathing suit known to man. I don't give a damn how great you may look in it. You are a waste of femininity if you do not have a man who is paying for, supporting, and actively rewarding your femininity. You failed as a woman. You're a failure. And this is what a failed female looks like when the lights go down and you're by yourself and you're in the dark and you don't have the internet to sit up here and stand for you and hold you up anymore and pretend like you're okay. You're screaming inside. Many of you with children. This isn't right. This is the reason that men are out here just like, hell, we got to look out for ourselves. You're suicidal. Take a look at what happened to Denaya Jackson with all the hundreds or thousands of women sitting around who egged her on into this. They have helped her out of her marriage. None of them are helping them in nothing else. Let me go ahead back here and reinforce this fraud one more time. You go on her page here, and she can sit up and talk all this garbage all she wants to about being a single woman, how great it is. She's got nothing but a page full of other women who are single moms or soon-to-be single moms. There's not a bunch of ex-single moms who are talking about, yeah, everything's going great for us. God brought me my man. They're all sitting here in her comment section. That's where they are. They're in her comment section pretending that they're okay. Ladies, do you understand that men don't want to be with somebody who's pretending she's okay? They want to be with someone who is okay. How are you going to hold it down for him emotionally and you are an emotionally, intellectually dishonest basket case? You're hurting inside. You would rather sit here and scream than actually balance out. I know I'm hurting many feelings tonight because many of you were raised by this, your grandmothers, your mothers, your aunties, your sisters, your school teachers. Let somebody be honest with you tonight. Could it be that that man didn't hurt you because he wanted to? Could it be that he hurt you because that was collateral damage? That he's trying to repair himself from what you're doing to him? Take a look at all the shields and hammers I got in my damn room. Could it be that you were collateral damage because he couldn't take it anymore? Could that be the issue? I'm no friend Derrick Jackson, but I will say this. If a chick in my bed, her and everything else she got in that bed would be out of it the next day, you ain't gonna do that. This little thing right here going to happen one time. You will do this one time. You'll never do it a second. If Derrick stuck around all them years, she was lucky. There are a bunch of you who've been taught that it's okay to do this, that it's all right to do this. And if you go to the internet crying and booing and bawling your eyes out, that they're going to rally around you. We ain't rallying around you. There's two sides to the story, and we've seen how you get down. You know what? I want to talk to the little quiet girls out there for a moment. Let me talk about the little quiet chicks, because, you see, Denaya has been a little quiet chick, and I told y'all for over a decade now about the quiet chicks, the little quiet soft ones. They've got religiosity. You need to pay attention to these timelines. Pay attention to and posting about their religions on timelines. They're quiet. They post about their religion. She is communicating something. She's trying to balance that out and rationalize it in her head. She wants to be both carnal and Christian. But it's a warning sign to any man. Ladies, I'm telling you, these fellas are willing to fool with you for real. But they don't feel like they can trust you. And a man will sleep with a woman he don't trust. Why do you think it's so easy for y'all to get pregnant on the street and for dudes to get killed? Men will sleep with a woman they don't trust. There's not a single man listening to me right now who has not, at the age of 35, has not slept with at least one or two women that he did not trust. When the relationship was coming to an end, he did not trust at all. He was still sleeping with you. He might have a pistol by the bed, but he's still sleeping with you. He didn't let the fact that he didn't trust you prevent him from getting into bed with you. But just understand this. He's like, yeah, God, watch out. You. And what I'm saying, do you see how much being an untrustworthy woman costs you? Do you see how much it costs you? Dania is broken. Dania is broken. And now, like I say, she posted this story on her Instagram. She's worried. She's now worried. She told herself, I ain't going to be no single mom. I've been with this fella since we were in high school. I'm not going to be a single mom. And now the fellas are letting her know, hey, recreational use. She's like, oh, hell no. No, you can't do. I did everything right. At least she tells herself she did. She won't let anybody tell the truth about this, too. Won't let anyone say the truth about this, too. I would rather be alone. I'd rather be alone. At least I can have some peace and I don't have my mess with me. Does this look like a woman who is at peace to you? Does this look like peace? Do you know the only people who would be sick enough to sit up here and tell you that this is what peace looks like? The only people who'd be sick enough to tell you that? These would be the only people sick enough to tell you that. These would be the only folks sick enough to tell you that. That you being in pain is a good thing. These are the only people sick enough to tell you that. That you being in pain is okay. The anointing is in you driving the devil crazy. Keep applying pressure. The pressure's on you. You'll be the first millionaire in your family, but somebody, she won't stand by it. Your miracle has already spotted you. Fortune cookie babble. Listen. Maybe God ruined your plan so your plan wouldn't ruin you. The reason that it hurt is because your fingers are in the door that God is trying to close. This lying sack of crap sitting up here telling these people that your pain and your hurt and your agony, that that's all part of God's plan. This is God's plan at work. I got a bunch of women who don't like what I'm saying here tonight. They'd rather hear somebody lying to them. I'll tell you right now, the women who are sitting at home alone tonight, you know damn well you're three times more miserable than you were with your dude who was with you for real. I'm not talking about the pookie that you picked when you were messing around trying to defy the man who was with you for real. I'm talking about if you ever had a dude that you know damn well he's 10 toes down and you decided that wasn't enough. Yeah, that's how you ended up with Pookie and Ray Ray, little slug, catfish homebred, because you figured that was going to fix that. Nothing fixes or takes the place of a tried and true man who is in your corner and got your back. You don't have anything in your life more important than that. I'm trying to find me. No, you need to find a man who is masculine leadership quality, got it together. That's where you find yourself. You need that anchoring. A woman needs a man who, what's the one thing to say about a man? I need a man who's going to be my rock. I need a man who's going to be my mountain. Man who's, what you're saying is you need a man who's going to be that doesn't move. You need a man who's not going to move. And what you're seeing on your screen right now with Janaea Jackson, this is what it feels like facing the world by yourself. She will never be the same. A bunch of folks are going to lie to her. A bunch of people who ain't going through what she's going through. She needs a man who fools with her for real and is going to stand by her and hold it down. That's what she needs. She doesn't have it anymore. And this is what not having a man does to you. This is what it does. It destroys you. It destroys you. And all the fortune cookie babble from all of the wannabe evangelists on the planet isn't going to help. Folks, I'm just being real with you. Take a look. She needs her man. You can call him a dog. You can call him whatever. Let me tell y'all something. Ain't none of us looking to come up and follow up behind no damn Derrick Jackson. You can sit up here and encourage her to divorce that man, to leave him or whatever, whether he's out or she has. You can sit up and encourage her to end her marriage. Bottom line is, ain't none of us is talking about she needs to divorce her husband, going to swoop in and take his place. None of them. La La Anthony to a bunch of lying ass dogs on the internet assure her that she had all the options in the world, assure her that everything was going to be fine, assure her that she was going to be okay, assure her that nothing was going to change for her, she was going to be a hot ticket forever. Where are those lying bastards today? A year after they encouraged her to divorce her husband, where are they today? And every time you turn around, she's going to basketball games. And what do you know? Carmelo is there. She misses her man. Because there hasn't been anything like that masculine energy. And the fortune cookie babblers and liars could not replace it. And all they've left is a string of utterly broken females. This is miserable. I'm going to tell you now, this is sad, not because I believe she's totally being honest, but I believe she's partially being honest. This is sad. This is sad. This is heartbreaking to see that from the sincerity aspect of it. It's heartbreaking to see that because you know there's got to be a part in her that this is real. She really feels this. It's not right. It's not okay. She feels embarrassed. She feels humiliated. She feels devastated. She bet all her chips on him, and this is the way it came out. So there's a part of her that I'll tell you, I think there's a part of this is genuine, not all of it, but there's a part of this. Folks out here need to understand that in the modern era. Now she's looking forward to a future in discount bin because she would have to convince Derek that she's worth keeping. Under all these circumstances, you have to convince Derek to do that. And Derek is out here in these streets trying to make up the whole phase that he felt he didn't have in high school and college. He's trying to make up for all that now. And he's willing to sacrifice the wife, the kids, and everything else to get it. And as sad as it is, she chose it. And if Derek leaves, you know damn well who in the hell is waiting behind him. Who the hell is waiting behind him? You better stop looking for a productive simp and start looking for an honest producer. Somebody who's going to let you know, hey, here's the deal. Give you something you can rely on. Somebody who is disciplined. It's been sad as hell for me to see so many young women out here who've listened to the older generation of girls who have aged out of the game and don't have anywhere to go and anything to do. You recognize Ebony was on the phone. She sure could tell you everything about the single moms. And Jason, you said they'd be boring if they got a job. Oh, so not ignorant of stuff you heard. You just want to put a twist on it. They're listening to the old chicks in their late 30s, 40s, 50s sitting up here misleading them. And none of them will be here with them when she wants at night. Let me tell y'all something. Danae, you can say whatever in the hell you want to, baby. This picture right here tells us everything. You don't miss your religion. You miss your man. Baby, you ain't fooling nobody. You miss your man. You miss your man. You don't miss your religion. You don't miss your faith. You miss your man. And maybe, just maybe, I don't know. I can't speak for the beginning, although I suspect Derek has always had an untrustworthy angle to him always. But maybe there was somebody else somewhere along the line. But no man is going to fully commit to you when you show him things like this, when you make it clear to him that you ain't willing to die for him, but you want the man to die for you. That's the world we're in today. Women want the man to love them more than they love him. She's going to be willing to die for her, but she doesn't have to be willing to so much as stub a toe for him. Ladies, it doesn't work. Take a look at Danae. This is the cost of it. Maybe if she convinced her husband that she cared for him more than she cared for her religiosity, maybe she'd still have a husband. Maybe she'd still have that. Maybe she'd still have a man there. And maybe her psyche would be a bit more balanced out. But this is sad. It's sad because Danae is the average black female in particular. Females in general, black females in specific, Danae is. She is the rule, not the exception. Only for most black females, their religion is either going to be the church or their job or their education or their vanity. There's some religion in there. And ladies, I'm just saying, we need to stop lying to you. It's destroying you. It's made you into these weird little people with a cell phone in one hand and posting a whole bunch of stuff to try to make you look like you fly on a timeline in the other. I got a idea. How about you become an adult? How about you say three most important words to a man? Not I love you, but I need you. How about get balance? How about convince a man that you need him more than he needs you? How about that? How about do that so that he feels like I got to do right because she needs me? How about that one? Nothing takes the place of a man. A woman cannot establish her feminine being without it. Every time women don't have their man around, they start becoming big-ass tomboys. They wear sweatpants and T-shirts. I'm sorry, am I saying that? What is Danae wearing here? Yikes. What is she wearing there? One of those spandex pants or whatever, or those sweatpants, or look like pajama pants. She's got a T-shirt, pajama pants on, and we can go down the list here. Take a look at the way she dressed. I'm not dissing anything. What I'm saying is I pointed this out before, because you see, when a woman is concerned about this, that doesn't happen. So what she got on, like, I don't know, those are watercolor, was look like workout pants. Hands in the chat room here tonight, because they're going to think I'm beating up on her. How many of you ladies have ever told your man that you didn't want to dress the way he told you to? Show a hand in the chat room. Ladies, put your hands up. How many of you told a man that, how many of you took offense when your man tried to tell you that the way he wanted you to dress? Show a hand in the chat room. Don't lie. If every female's hand don't go up, I'm going to call you all liars. How many of you are going to be honest and admit, when your man told you what he wanted you to wear, you took offense. You took offense. Who are you to tell me I can buy my own clothes, I can wear whatever I want? You don't know what it means to belong to a man. Guess what? When you communicate to a man that you do not belong to him, then he's probably going to go looking for someone who wants to belong to a man. When you start those acts like that, then you just end up laying up in bed like this. This is narcissism. She's literally in bed by herself. There certainly isn't another human being in the bed. So what this means is that she's singing to herself. This is narcissism. And the only time that the narcissistic fantasy and fallacy broke, this is what happened when she finally broke down. The rest of you have joined her. How many of the rest of you are willing to be honest and take issue with the fortune cookie babblers who helped get you into this? How many of you are ready to put down your social media and pick up a man? Because right now, there's a bunch of you, you say you're alone, but if I asked the last two men that you're with, I wonder what they would tell you, that you chose them, or would they tell us that you ultimately chose yourself? And in the process, you've now become your grandmama and your auntie and your mom and all the other failed females that you know. You now become them. I'm going to wrap up the program here tonight, but leaving you with a word. I take no pleasure in this. I didn't do this tonight because I wanted to roast Danaya. I did this tonight, and she's wearing shorts. Okay, fine. I didn't do this tonight because I wanted to roast Shanae. I wanted to do this tonight because, look, this is a woman who misses her man. She's sitting there with her Bible, but she's showing, I miss my man. And I wonder, I just wonder, did she express it like this when he was there? Has she ever made him feel like this? Like this was real and it wasn't going to get up and disappear the next day, that this is what it was and she wasn't trying to game him. I wonder if she ever did. I'll say something else to you all here tonight. Derrick Jackson's a degenerate, but I know a little bastard who misses his mama. I know a bastard who misses his mom. Wonder if he would forgive her if she actually made him feel like that. I just wonder. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here tonight. If you are new here to the business, welcome to the program that all of your favorite YouTubers love to hate watch. Click that red subscribe button. Click that yellow notification bell. Join us each and every time we're here. If you haven't been to our Patreon, you want to go ahead and check that out. The link is in the description. We do it every Saturday, 12 noon, so join us for that. For the insight and analysis one-on-one that you'll receive nowhere else. I want to thank all of you for joining us here tonight. I want to thank everyone who has contributed to support tonight's program on PayPal, Cash App, Super Chat. Thank you very much for checking in. We appreciate that as well. Thank you to everybody here who's listening live and recorded. And this concludes this broadcast of The Business. I am your host, your brother, your humble servant, Mr. Jason Black. And until next time, my brothers and my sisters from around the world, remember, handle your business or your business is going to crush you.